everyone. Welcome back to Relax with Animal Facts. I am Steph Wolf, and today I am going to be learning with you about our furry, scaly, or possibly even slimy friends. And in today's case, it is definitely going to be a slimy friend of ours, because we are covering the oh-so-wonderful humpback whale. This is a very special listener episode dedicated to Stacy, Elisa, or Alyssa, Ruben, Polly, Jen, who dedicated this episode to Steph, and Lizzie. Thank you all for taking the time to write into the show, and I hope you enjoy your very own episode. If the show helps you at all, consider following, rating, or leaving a review wherever you listen. It means the world and makes the show better. For more Relax with Animal Facts, including exclusive episodes every week, you can go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts. It's obligation-free, and you get 4 extra episodes every single month. Lastly, a huge shout-out to George Vlad for the ambiances used in today's episode. His work is linked in the description, and you should check him out. And now, let us begin to wind down a little bit. If this is your first episode, I welcome you to the Animal Podcast family, and if you are returning, you know exactly what I am going to be asking of you. I have 3 primary exhortations for you. The first is that you put on a pair of flippers and a wetsuit. We are certainly going to be needing those for where we are going today. My second exhortation to you is that you realize perhaps where you are carrying some tension. Is it in the head, the neck, the shoulders, maybe the arms or legs? Regardless of where you carry tension, my encouragement to you is the same. Do your best to let go of whatever it is you are holding on to. Here on this show, you all know that we become Jell-O. Bring up in your mind some color or flavor of Jell-O that you'd like, and do your best Oscar award-winning impression of it. As I always say, really go for the gusto here. It might be the case that you don't even know where you carry tension, and if that describes you, you can do a sort of body scan. Start in your mind from the bottom of your feet, and just as you work your way up, relax as you go. So that would mean relaxing the feet, then the ankles, then the calves, and just going all the way to the top of the head. I love this exercise because it has a dual purpose. If you don't know where you carry tension, you can learn where you do, and you can simply become Jell-O a lot easier. My third encouragement to you is that you give your mind permission to wander and journey with me into the North Atlantic Ocean, where the humpback whale resides. I think that many of you will remember that I have said mountain ranges are cause for awe in me. I see mountains and that sense of bigness immediately grasps me. but I have to admit that the bigness of the ocean more than rivals the mountain range. It is like an entirely different world, and a world where the humpback whale loves to swim. The scientific name of this animal is Megaptera novae anglii. Like every other scientific name, there is something to be mined out in terms of its Latin or Greek roots. The former portion of their name, mega, is a Greek word that means large or great. The ptera part is also a Greek word that means wing or fin. So, together, Megaptera means large fins, referring, of course, to the humpback whale's very large fins. Novae anglii can be broken into two different Latin terms. Novus, which is a word that means new, and anglia, which is the Latin name for England. So this is the large-finned animal from New England. Frequently, the scientific name will include where they are or where they were first found, and New England is a region in North America where these whales are commonly found. The humpback is a mammal, and they are omnivorous. Like many other whales, their size is impressive, and they can grow up to 62.5 feet in length. Just for reference, that is almost 2 telephone poles. In terms of their weight, they can weigh up to 40 tons. That's about 4.5 times as heavy as the Tyrannosaurus Rex was. That's how big of an animal we are talking about here. 6.5 times as heavy as an elephant, as a matter of fact. This absolute Goliath can be found in every ocean in the world. Their massive pectoral fins can reach up to 16 feet in length, which lends to them that big wing or big finned description in their scientific name. They have dark backs, light bellies, pleats on their throats, and a tiny hump in front of their dorsal fins, which gives them that important distinction of humpback. Their fins or flippers are highly agile. They can even use them as tools by slapping the water, swimming, and potentially regulating their body temperatures. One other way to distinguish this whale from others are their massive tails. When these animals fluke up and then dive down, researchers can quickly identify them by the marks on the underside of their tails. You might also notice one special thing about the humpback whale's appearance. Their heads are covered in weird knobbles. These knobbles or bumps are known as tubercles. They consist of a single hair that acts something like a cat's whiskers. These hairs are not purely cosmetic, they actually serve as a sensory instrument for the whales, giving them feedback about their surroundings. What makes this creature especially a favorite among whale watchers is their ability to push themselves up and out of the water. They will leap out of the water, landing with a huge splash, a kind of splash only 40 tons can make. Scientists are still unsure whether or not this breaching action actually serves some sort of purpose, maybe washing bugs off of their skin, but some say that they just do it for fun. I, again, always prefer the fun option. I like the idea that animals like the spinner dolphin just do it to enjoy life and have fun. If I was 40 tons, I would be doing cannonballs left and right, that's for sure. They have been seen to rise nose first out of the water, known as spy hopping by researchers, and then they can perform peduncle throws. I have to invent a dance move named the peduncle throw. That sounds, as many kids would say, lit. Who wouldn't show up to a wedding or something where Steph Wolf was performing the peduncle throw? But that is besides the point. Peduncle throws are behaviors unique to this species. This is when they raise their entire rear torso and tail out of the water, twisting and slamming their lower half down onto the ocean surface. There is a rarer form of this display in which they flap their fins like wings. Another weird or unexplained behavior is that they sometimes aggregate in supergroups, up to 200 individual humpback whales together. Scientists still do not really know why. As I always say, if you are a researcher of an animal that we don't really know much about, or much about a particular behavior or characteristic, you have to let me know if anything changes. I am counting on you. These whales live near coastlines, eating on tiny shrimp-like krill, plankton, and small fish. Humpback whales migrate annually from summer feeding grounds near the poles to warmer winter breeding grounds closer to the equator. This migratory behavior is extremely important for the humpback whale. They have some of the longest migrations of any animal on Earth, covering thousands of miles per year. Their entire year is divided into two halves. Half of the year spent in those colder, higher latitude polar waters like Norway, and it is at this time they feed and bulk up as much as possible. The other half of the year, they go to warmer, shallow tropical waters to socialize, mate, and care for their young calves. Male humpback whales are well known for their underwater lullabies, and they are especially vocal during the mating season. Nobody really knows why they do this, but it is possible that the male humpbacks are trying to serenade potential female companions. The singing sound of such a large creature is nothing short of breathtaking. It is sort of eerie, just because it does sound like a 40-ton animal is making that noise. But singing as communication has me on board. I think that is such a cool fact. In terms of reproduction, humpback whales, like other whales, are creatures that give birth to extremely enormous calves. I suppose they are not enormous enough to evade the predation of the killer whale, which is the only animal known to attack and consume small humpback whales. But it would be interesting if this absolute unit of an animal gave birth to very small young. So I would say this is somewhat an intuitive fact. To maintain their size, humpback whales consume up to 3,000 pounds or 1.4 metric tons of food every day. The sheer amount of food that is needed to sustain this kind of mass is incredible. One other awesome thing about the humpback whale is their lifespan. They can live for 80 to 90 years on average. So there is probably a humpback whale out there that was born the same year you were. And when you are 80 years old, it will be 80 years old with you. That is a funny thought. The humpback whale, along with many other whales, are very intelligent. Their brains, in fact, weigh up to a ton. So I guess, how could they not be? With huge migrations like the ones humpbacks do, they have to remember locations. They can organize hunting group techniques and have been known to play with and protect other species. They are friends to dolphins, seals, smaller whales, and even humans. These guys are like friends to everybody, I suppose with the exception of the killer whale. They are among the brainiest of all animals. I would love to befriend a humpback whale, where I would just be on a coastline somewhere and my friend humpback could come and I could ride on his back or something. With his permission, of course. There has to be a movie where there is a whale best friend of somebody. I can't think of one, but I'm almost positive that is the case. And now, let us move on to the name of the animal, whale. Where does it come from, or what does it mean? We already learned why they are called humpbacks. They have a hump on their back. It is pretty straightforward. But our word whale comes from Proto-Germanic, and seems to have the same source of Old Saxon, Old Norse, Swedish, Middle Dutch. So the etymology of this word doesn't seem so complicated. We get it from Proto-Germanic. Pretty simple. And now let me tell you a great dad joke. Check this out. What's a whale's favorite food? Krilled cheese. Boom. Your day is ruined in a matter of seconds. That is a great dad joke. With great power comes great responsibility, and I, as the official dad joke teller, have limited myself to ruining your guys' day only twice a week. I asked you guys on Spotify, have you ever shared Relax with Animal Facts with a friend? Grace said, yes. We tell everyone that our son can't go to bed without Steph Wolf's voice at this point. This is a vital part of bedtime, and we are so grateful. The information and body scan are so great. Thank you. Well, thank you, Grace, for your enthusiasm and for sharing, and a shout out to your son, Grace. I'm so grateful that he enjoys going on all of these adventures together. Lindsay said, I tell everyone, lol. I'm not sure if I am supposed to say LOL or lol, but I just said lol. Patients at work, friends, coworkers, TikTok, I find the podcast meditative. I want to share it with everyone. Lindsay, it sounds like I have to start paying you at this point. You are like the marketer of the show in your area. But I thank you for your zeal. And I'm glad you are part of what makes the show even worth sharing. N8 Erd said, no, I am sorry. meaning that N8 Erd has not shared Relax with Animal Facts with a friend. Just for the sake of clarity, I didn't ask this question to pressure or try to shame people that they haven't shared the show. I was just curious if you had, so N8 Erd, that is okay. No need to apologize. Your listenership is gift enough. And now let's move on to the review on Apple Podcasts. Catherine Wolf wrote all the way from the United States of America and said, "I love this podcast so much, and I started listening from the beginning for a review, and thanks for the wolf episode. Wolves are my favorite animal, and I have a small suggestion. Maybe you could try doing a specific species of animal. For example, you could do an episode on Arctic wolves and do a more specific variety of animals. Love the podcast. Helps me fall asleep when I'm stressed. Thanks so much." Thank you, Catherine, for the very kind review. And your suggestion is a good one, and one that I have been taking. My initial thought when I started this podcast was that I would cover animals in general and then in specific, but looking back, I think it was sort of a mistake. Because it feels like, especially with new listeners, when they look and see that we have done a deer episode, they no longer want to request a deer, even though there are like over 40 species. So if I could give any advice for requesting animals, I would say to first look if your suggestion has been done only in general. Like octopus. There are so many different octopi out there. Find a species you like and suggest it. If I could give advice to myself back in the day, I would say don't do general to specific because it might be confusing, but cover all of the animals in specific and then do general. But you live and you learn. I would have to delete like over 100 episodes, so I don't think that's a viable option. But Catherine, where were you in 2020? I could have used that advice. As I mentioned at the top of the show, leaving a review, responding on Spotify, sharing the show with a friend, following it, or subscribing, or whatever, really helps the show grow. It helps me communicate with you better. And because this podcast is all sort of by you and for you, I kind of have to know what you are thinking. If you think the show is bad for some reason, tell me. If you think the show is good for some reason, that is valuable information. It means I probably won't change it in the future. If you would like to request your very own animal for a future episode, you can do so by going to relaxwithanimalfacts.com and going to the Animal Request tab. It's actually under the heading Submit. If you would like to reach out to me, Steph Wolf, for any other reason, you can send me an email at relaxwithanimalfacts@gmail.com, or you can send a message to relaxwithanimalfacts on Instagram. For more Relax with Animal Facts, and to support the show that you love, you can go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts. A huge shout out to George Vlad for the ambiances used in today's episode. His work is linked in the description and you should check him out. The resources used in this episode were us.wales.org, oceana.org, nationalgeographic.com, and etymonline.com. What an amazing animal we have learned about together. These whales are singing giants. I again exhort you, if you have never heard the calls or songs of the humpback whale, search it up and listen. It is pretty amazing. I also forgot to mention, I am working on uploading to YouTube somewhat frequently. If you go to the Relax with Animal Facts YouTube channel, there is a video called Orangutan Phalanges Explained in 4 Minutes. I am working on a new video about the platypus, an attempted explanation of some of the weirdest things they have. So make sure to subscribe there. I'm putting time and effort into the research to make it an interesting video. And it seems that many of you already like it. An interesting video I could do would actually be to cover the songs of these animals and some of the newest research. That's a great idea, but I digress. I am so grateful for your taking the time to join me today, and I look forward to our next adventure together with the next animal. Take care.